goes across the half-back line. There it is! The Melbourne Footy Club, after so much pain, are into a prelim.
Oh, they are, and did a beautiful job of the final series last year. Fell at the final hurdle, Bill, but that can happen when you're just entering into the finals race.
Spot on.
And they had two ripping finals prior to that one over in Perth. And Joel Smith's a big part of their future. Welcome to you.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me.
You dinged yourself in that JLT. I was watching it. You kicked four. You were looking great. And suddenly you're hobbling around like Bill.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it? But, I just hurt the groins a little bit in that game. Just that pubis bone's a little bit flared up now. So it's one of those injuries you've got to respect early. And, get rid of the pain first before you start reloading yourself. And, I can get back out playing as soon as possible.
Father, son, of course. Son of Sean, who played at North Melbourne and Melbourne. Took mark of the year. You're a bit like that. You like to go for them too, don't you?
I like to go for them, but I haven't really taken one yet. So it'd be nice that I can soon hopefully start bringing them down and actually taking a few, but yeah, it's getting there though. It's a work in progress. Working with Jade Rawlings at the club a little bit, so hopefully you can start bringing them down.
And it's amazing, Bill, that you've got Charlie Spargo,
you've
got Joel Smith, and Angus Brayshaw, whose dads all played at North Melbourne.
Yeah,
and you're all playing for a different footy club.
Well, they're the star, I didn't know actually.
That's nuts. All three. Your old man was, of course, a star not only for the Kangas, but then went over to Melbourne and was fantastic. And we've got, of course, Charlie's brother Abe working for us here.
Gabe,
Abe Spargo's.
Did you know, mate?
And of course, Spargs was nice and hard at it for North, and
he went
up to Brisbane just at the end and Sticks played his 32 games.
Doesn't he throw in well? Brayshaw boys are unbelievable.
Why couldn't he have got to 100?
Well, you could have got him. Do you remember going down to North when you were a kid?
Nah, not much at all, really. I was pretty young back then. I wasn't born when Dad was playing at North.
All right. Melbourne?
Melbourne. So I would have been just born and he probably would have played, I reckon, one more season and then went down to Werribee in the VFL. So
How old is your dad? Because he looks about 70.
He's 50. I think he's 50 this year.
Yeah, I saw him over in Perth just recently. He's looking
well. Flew that high, Bill. It bloody frosted his hair off. The cold air up that high buggered his hair. It's now all white.
Well, he coached out at Newland or somewhere, didn't he? At Ballarat.
He's coached at a few clubs over the past 10 years. Yeah, he's done Newland and he's done a couple country teams and local leagues in EDFL. So, he's been around.
So, where did you come through? Probably could have looked it up, but just tell the people.
Early on, as a basketballer, so I grew up in the Keilor Thunder playing down there. So
Look it up,
Bill. It's called doing your homework.
Yeah, it was a basketballer, Jim, in the early days.
There you go. What, from where? Keilor way.
What's his name? Smith, right?
He's doing research on air.
You're from Maribyrnong. why couldn't you be from Strathmerton or somewhere? Yarrawonga or somewhere like that?
Jolly, how do you reckon Bill's going, by the way, as a broadcaster?
But you were playing down back, weren't you? And now you seem to have moved forward.
Yeah, gone forward this year. So, had a little chat with Goody at the end of the year where do you reckon best suits me playing. So obviously it brought up the idea of maybe giving forward a go. So started off a pre-season playing down there and it's going well, I think.
But you did leave a very promising basketball career and became a rookie B. So tell us how that happened. Did you say to your old man or to someone, I want to have a go at this? Or did they come to you and say, look, we'd actually like you to lure you across?
Brett Allison, when he was at the club.
The fruity bat.
So, him and Dad are pretty good mates. So, he was talking to Dad a little bit and then just went in for a little training session. It was pretty much just one training session. Then, got signed
because
up.
Because you have Mark Bradkey's young bloke.
Yep.
Now doing the same thing.
Yep.
And how's he looking?
He's going all right. He's pretty raw right now, but give him a few pre-seasons. I reckon he can fill out a little bit and have a bit off, I reckon.
Tall as his old man?
Yeah, he's pretty tall, so hopefully, give Maxie going a couple of years.
Nice. Play tennis too, I reckon he would.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, his mum. And you played for the Supercats.
Yeah, Supercats did it 1 year down there. Yeah.
Enjoy that down there?
It was good, but I hurt my ankle down there, so I only played a few games down there. But
get some injuries.
Yeah, I've had a few injuries over my time. But
a bit like the old man, actually.
Yeah,
isn't
so I might have got it from him. So
exactly.
And the frame, so when you came out of basketball, I dare say you needed to put some kegs on. How hard did you find that?
Probably the easy part, I reckon, because I've done a bit of gym with basketball over the years. So I think I came to the club about 80 kilos and I'm about 86 now. So that's probably my rough playing weight.
Is that where you need to be?
Yeah, I reckon that'll be my rough playing weight. And then I reckon over the next few years, there's put a kilo on each year and just be a slow process.
Smithy, I reckon when you watch, you know, match sim at practice and things like that, there's nothing more exciting than seeing an elite midfield group at work.
Yep.
When those big boys go to work and are so clean and their use around those tight sort of stoppages is so good, I reckon it's awesome to be able to sit and watch it. And your midfield group at the moment, Clayton Oliver, extraordinary. My nephew's been great, but Big Maxie Gorn.
Chompers.
Jay Viney. You've just got an elite sort of group put together. So as a player out there watching, you must love it.
Yeah, it's going really good now, isn't it? You've got Clayton, Gussie and Viney, all those players going through the middle now, and you've got Maxie tapping into you pretty much on a platter, which is always nice. And I guess playing as a forward now, I guess that 6-6-6 rule.
Tell us about that for you. How have you found that?
I don't mind it. Yeah, I guess. You get a nice centre clearance and you're sitting one out in the goal square. You just put it in space, have a quick run at it. I guess it's always good.
So because you've got to then have five other of your teammates inside the forward 60, forward 50, when you get that clearance, what's their instruction? Do they bugger off out of your way or are they hooking back to get to your feet? How's it going to work?
Oh, I just guess it's the game plan, like how you're going to set up and what you're doing at the centre bounce. I guess you'll have a couple coming in to fill the space at the front of the stoppage there. But yeah, I guess if it's going in, you got to get back and get to the front of the stoppage.
Because the last thing you want's what Fat used to do. That's the great Gary Ablett senior had his bloke cold and then idiot Brownless had come charging in from the side.
And mark it.
And completely cock it up. So you don't want that happening.
No, you don't. And you're right. Hey, what about the 50-metre penalty and when it's going to be a double? The first one, the supporters will go berserk when it happens. So what are you told to do? Just let them run? Because obviously the bloke who gets a 50-metre, he tries to take off. If you get within his little range, it's a double 50. Yeah. So what have you been told?
Oh, I haven't really been told anything yet, I guess.
You wait till you give one away, you'll be told.
Yeah, then I'll be told. But I reckon I'm just going to stay clear and just listen to the umpire.
Speaking of match simulation, you've recruited a couple of really good defenders into your group.
Yep.
Of course, Sammy May, and now we know Jack Lever's a little way away. Mm. But who do you get? Who do you normally one-on-one against when you have an intra-club?
Who do I want one-on-one? It's a tough one. Mays is a good one because he's probably the best. You want to try going with the best. But,
and how do you go against him?
Probably lose most of the time because he's very strong. But yeah, probably people like Oss McDonald, probably go up against him. Sam Frost, like, be pretty similar with athleticism. So yeah, try to stay around people who I can match with and a bit of a competition.
Good vision the other day when Simon Goodwin was re-contracted.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
I was going to say redrafted. God, that was good. Everyone was very happy. Yeah. Hugs and everything going on.
Everyone was pretty wrapped for him because, Goody's got that respect around the club now from everyone. So, I'm stoked for him to get an extra 4 years and, looking forward to it.
Yeah, Jake Lever, how far off?
I think it said 6 to 10, so anywhere between there, I reckon.
Righto. And Stephen May, disappointing he's not playing round one. But I reckon if there was one hole in the Melbourne team gym, it was defence maybe for another big bloke, and Stephen May comes in, so they've nearly got all bases covered, I reckon. They've got a very good list,
no doubt, and play an exciting brand too, which we love. It looks like you might be hitting port at the right time too. They've got a few injuries going into round one.
Yeah, they've got a few injuries and I guess they've got a few first year players coming in, so I guess we've got the experience behind us now and I reckon we can expose a few of their first year players and be good to get a win in round one.
Who's the weirdest bloke at your club?
Weirdest?
Who's the one that you sort of look at and go, I've got no idea what he's on about?
Angus?
Angus would be up there, be one of them.
Yep.
Nibbler's the prankster around the club. Ooh, Neil Bullen, Nibbler.
Yep.
He's the prankster around the club. You've got to be careful what you're doing around the club because he's always thinking of something.
Maxie Gorn, do you understand what's happening behind the beard?
Stay away from Maxie.
Jaden Hunt?
He's a different character, but he's actually not too bad.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's going right now.
How's Chompers going? Chompers Harms. He hurt himself, his hand, didn't he?
Yeah, he hurt his hand, but I actually live in Harms' apartment, actually, so I'm his landlord, as we say, there you go.
Old Teef, he's done all right.
Yeah, so he's got a couple properties going around now.
Has he? Can
that be with Chompers? His contract's not fat enough to own a couple of properties, Bill.
Well, I know, and he's from Devon Meadows.
I know where he's from.
You know where that's from?
But different. They just peer out from behind the curtains down there, Bill.
Good on him. That's good. Well, that's good. That's what you got to do. Make some money and buy it. Where are you going to buy next?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm trying to think that. I'm trying to talk with a few people about that now, and hopefully end of the year we'll look to buy something.
Nice. Who manages you?
Mark Lyman. from Intel.
Maxi. Come on, Maxi.
Good man, Maxi.
Get Joely a nice deal. Fatten up his deal, please. Exactly. What else is in your life? You, I know you love your Fortnite. Still into that?
Yeah, still in the Fortnite. Right. It's sort of dropping off a little bit now.
Right. Found something to replace it?
So it's all monthly?
No, I'll be weekly still.
That's a bit of gold there.
Not really. Gold.
Yeah, because we got me and Guy Walker. We live with each other. So we got the TVs next to each other in the living room, and just play with each other.
Oh, do you? And
Bill, listen to Bill.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend. Oh, yeah, she lives with me as well.
Where's she from?
She's from Sunshine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she's lives with me now. So
Sunshine Coast?
No, not Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine out near the airport, Bill. are an idiot.
No. That's good. Yeah, so all going well there?
Yeah, it's going well.
Dog? You have?
I've got a sausage dog, yep. Me and Dash. So, I've got that. Yeah, me and Harmsy got two sausage dogs as well. Brother
Why
and sister.
Have you done that, mate? You're a man, you want a big dog.
No,
you
I just want
a dog with some presents.
I got it last year when I broke my collarbone against Gold Coast. So I was a bit down. I just went out and bought a sausage dog and haven't regretted the decision, so.
Hey, great to see you.
Funny looking, aren't they?
Different
their
style.
Their guts hit cement.
Only if they're fat, Bill. different style of pooch. Joel, great seeing you, mate. Good luck with your comeback, of course, in a couple of weeks' time. But good luck, Demons, on Saturday.
Cool, thank you.
On your mark.